This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Experts say the multinational import-export company known as the Sinaloa Drug Cartel is now adjusting to the capture of its chief executive, Joaquin Guzman Leora, in recent days. El Chapo, as he was known, is one of the world's most wanted criminals. The Sinaloa Federation is a vicious criminal enterprise, but it's run with a certain business rationality. Tim Fernholz is a business writer for Quartz. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, David.
So this guy is not a small businessman. I guess some might describe him as some kind of sociopathic CEO.
Absolutely. You know, El Chapo, as he's known, is probably the most successful drug trafficker in the world. And his organization is huge. It spans more than 16 countries. He makes billions of dollars in sales every year. He is a master of supply chain management, which is essentially the big challenge of the drug trade. He is definitely the Steve Jobs of cocaine.
And these are in the same vein as a global multinational legit organization. These are long supply chains. He has to get stuff and move it across borders.
Absolutely. He starts in South America, typically. One of the things about the Sinaloa Cartel, which is his organization, is that it's both vertically integrated and diversified. So it deals in marijuana and methamphetamines as well as cocaine. And his ways of getting drugs across borders are myriad and pretty impressive. I mean, he had aircraft, he had boats, he built submarines. He was one of the first people to build tunnels underneath the U.S.-Mexico border. He even had catapults.
Tim, did you just say catapults?
I did say catapults, yeah, like a medieval siege weapon, except instead of throwing a rock at a castle, it's throwing a bale of marijuana over a border fence.
El Chapo was on at least one list as public enemy number one. He's been on the lam for years. He knows the authorities were after him. Do you think, like any other CEO, he would have made plans for succession?
Whether or not they're his plans, I think his organization will have succession. And already the Sinaloa Cartel is considered to be more of a federation, almost, of people working together rather than a top-down group. So I think if any drug cartel is in a good position to survive the loss of their leader, it's probably this one.
Tim Fernholz is a writer for Quartz. Tim, thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
The Wall Street Journal reports today that authorities are now focusing on Guzman's mentor, Ismael Zambada, also known as El Mayo, who is already a central figure in that drug cartel.